This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to compliment naturally without sounding forced. The step-by-step method for giving compliments that open doors, not raise eyebrows. In short, a natural compliment, as an icebreaker, is built on one specific, honest observation. Vague praise raises suspicion. Precise praise opens conversation. The difference between an opener that works and one that lands with a thud is almost always the presence or absence of something real you actually noticed. Definition: compliments. Naturally, icebreakers are conversation-opening statements that combine a specific, genuine observation with a follow-up question, designed to create immediate warmth and give the other person something real to respond to, without flattery or performance. Imagine this. You walk into a team meeting. You spot a colleague whose recent project you genuinely admired, and you think, I should say something. So you open your mouth, and out comes, great work lately. They smile politely. You nod. The silence arrives like a guest nobody invited. That is not a failure of sincerity. It is a failure of skill. Learning to compliment naturally is one of the most undervalued icebreakers available to you, and almost nobody is taught how to do it well. Most people either say nothing or they say something so generic it lands like a flyer through a letterbox. This guide gives you a clear, repeatable process to fix that. Why giving compliments as icebreakers goes wrong. The problem is really insincerity. Most of the time, the person giving the compliment genuinely means it. The trouble is that meaning something and expressing it effectively are two different skills, and only one of them can be practiced. When a compliment feels forced, the other person registers something off, even if they cannot name what it is. They sense a gap between the words and the specificity behind them. Vague praise, you're so talented, great job, well done, carries no weight because it could apply to anyone. It gives the other person nothing to hold on to. The second common failure is timing. Dropping a compliment with no follow-through leaves both parties standing in conversational no man's land. A compliment without a question or a natural handoff is a sentence with no ending. The conversation stalls before it begins. What do you need before you say a word? Before any compliment works as an icebreaker, one thing must be in place. You need to have actually noticed something. This sounds obvious. It is not. Most people try to construct a compliment on the spot, reaching for something to say rather than drawing on something they already observed. Notice first, speak second. Before you approach someone, pause long enough to identify one specific, real thing you can comment on. It does not have to be grand. It can be the way they handled a difficult question in a meeting, the clarity of a report they sent, or the energy they brought when the room was flagging. That noticing is the foundation. Without it, every step that follows will feel hollow, because it will be. How to compliment naturally. A six-step process. Step 1. Identify one specific thing. Do not reach for a general impression. Identify the single most specific observation you can make. Your opening 2 minutes in that presentation shifted the whole energy of the room is a compliment. You were great in that meeting is just noise. The more precise you are, the more credible you sound, and the more the other person feels genuinely seen rather than managed. Step 2. Check your motive. This step takes about 3 seconds, but it matters. Ask yourself, am I saying this because it is true, or because I want something? If there is an agenda underneath, the other person will feel it, even if they cannot articulate why. A compliment with a hidden goal is just flattery wearing a suit. Keep your reason clean. You notice something worth saying, and you're saying it. Step 3. Choose the right moment. A compliment lands differently depending on when it arrives. Catch someone as they are settling in, before the formal structure of the room takes over, or in the natural pause after an event. Do not interrupt, do not shout it across a room, and do not save it for an email 2 days later. The right moment is when there is enough space for the other person to actually receive it. Step 4. Deliver it simply and directly. Say it once. Do not cushion it with apologies or qualifications. I wanted to say, the way you reframed that client objection last Thursday was sharp. I have been thinking about it since. That is it. No preamble, no performance. Speak at a normal pace, hold brief eye contact, and keep your tone easy rather than ceremonial. The courage here is in the directness, not the volume. Step 5. Attach a genuine question. This is the step most people skip. and it is the one that converts a compliment into a real icebreaker. After the observation, ask something you actually want to know. How did you arrive at that angle? Or has that approach worked for you before? The question signals that you are not performing. You are curious. It hands control of the conversation to them and gives the whole exchange somewhere to go. If you are using compliments to break the ice in team settings, this question step is especially important. You can find more on how to set the right conversational tone from the start in effective icebreakers for team meetings. Step 6. Listen to what comes back. Once the question is out, stop. Let them answer. Do not fill the silence. The connection you are building depends on what happens after the compliment, not just during it. Listen with the same quality of attention you brought to the original observation. That attentiveness is, itself, a form of respect, and people feel it. For more on how body language supports this kind of listening, nonverbal communication in tense situations has practical guidance that applies equally well to low-stakes openers. Adapting this process for remote and hybrid settings. When you cannot read a room, the mechanics shift a little, but the principle does not. On a video call, you have a narrow window and fewer environmental cues to draw from, so the observation you choose needs to be sharper. Reference something specific and recent, a point they made in a previous call, something they wrote, a decision they made that you have since seen the outcome of. Before we start, I wanted to say that your note on the rollout plan last week saved us a week of back and forth lands cleanly in a virtual setting because it is precise and time-stamped. Keep the tone warmer and slightly slower than you would in person. Without the nonverbal texture of face-to-face conversation, your voice carries more weight. Pair the compliment with a direct question as you would in any setting, but give the other person a beat longer to respond before you move on. Remote conversations have a built-in lag, both technical and social, and a little patience goes a long way. Running virtual meetings well involves many of the same considerations. How to run productive meetings that don't waste time covers the broader mechanics, and the role of communication in meeting success addresses how tone shapes a group before any agenda item is reached. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people get this wrong. After 6 decades of watching people try and fail at this, I can tell you the mistakes cluster around the same 3 patterns. The mistake: over-complimenting at the start of a conversation, stacking praise before a single word of substance has been exchanged. Why it happens: people are nervous and reach for warmth as a buffer. What to do instead? Say one thing, specific and honest, then ask your question. One is enough. More than one sounds like flattery. The mistake: complimenting appearance rather than work, effort, or thinking. Why it happens: appearance is visible and easy to comment on. It requires no prior knowledge. What to do instead? Anchor your compliment to something the person did or chose. Effort-based praise builds connection. Appearance-based praise can feel intrusive or hollow, especially in professional settings. The mistake: trailing off after the compliment with no follow-up, leaving both parties in an awkward pause. Why it happens: people feel the compliment is enough and do not know what to say next. What to do instead? Prepare your question before you speak. You do not need to improvise. Know what you want to ask and ask it immediately after the observation. If you are navigating a setting where one or two voices already dominate, a well-placed compliment can help quieter people feel seen and invited in. How to deal with dominant voices in a discussion offers a complementary set of tools for exactly that situation. Humor, used well, can work alongside a natural complement to ease tension. How humor can ease workplace tension, when used right, shows how these two approaches can reinforce each other without either one tipping into awkwardness. Your pre-compliment checklist. Use this before you speak. It takes under a minute, and it changes the quality of every opener you give. Number 1. Can I name one specific thing I genuinely noticed about this person's work, thinking, or effort? If not, wait until I can. Number 2. Is my reason for saying this clean? Am I saying it because it is true, not because I want something in return? Number 3. Have I chosen a moment where there is enough space for the other person to actually receive this? Number 4. Is my compliment one sentence, not three? Have I cut any padding or qualification? Number 5. Do I have a genuine question ready to follow the compliment, one that invites them to talk? Number 6. Am I prepared to listen fully to whatever comes back, without filling silence or redirecting? Run through this once before a meeting where you intend to connect with someone new. Over time, these 6 checkpoints become instinct. For situations where the stakes are higher and you need to build trust before a difficult exchange, the empathy bridge technique offers a deeper structure for doing exactly that. The skill you earn through practice. Here is the truth of it: the first few times you try this with real intention, it will feel slightly mechanical. That is not a sign that you are doing it wrong. It is a sign that you are learning. Every practiced skill feels deliberate before it becomes natural. I have watched people transform the first 2 minutes of every professional interaction they have simply by committing to one specific, honest observation rather than a generic greeting. That shift costs nothing. It requires no title, no seniority, and no special gift for words. It requires only that you pay enough attention to notice something real, and that you have the courage to say it clearly. The ability to compliment naturally, as an everyday icebreaker, is not a soft skill. It is a trust-building tool, and it is one of the most direct paths to genuine connection available to you in any professional setting. Frequently asked questions. What does it mean to compliment naturally, as an icebreaker? A natural compliment, as an icebreaker, is a specific, honest observation about someone or their work that opens a real conversation. It differs from flattery because it is grounded in something you genuinely noticed, not something you manufactured to impress or ingratiate yourself. Why do compliments as icebreakers feel forced or awkward? They feel forced when they are vague, exaggerated, or aimed at approval rather than connection. Most people rush a compliment before they have noticed anything real. When there is no specific observation underneath the words, the other person senses it immediately and the awkwardness follows. How do you compliment naturally without sounding like you want something? Keep it specific and brief, then ask a genuine question. A compliment paired with curiosity signals that you care about the person, not just the impression you're making. The question does the heavy lifting. It shifts the dynamic from performance to real conversation. Can you use compliments to break the ice in team meetings? Yes, and they are often the most effective opener available. A direct, specific acknowledgement of a colleague's recent contribution costs nothing and creates immediate warmth. The key is to make it about their effort or thinking, not their appearance, and to keep the tone easy rather than ceremonial. What is the difference between a compliment and flattery in small talk? Flattery is general praise designed to make someone like you. A genuine compliment is a specific observation that happens to be positive. Flattery makes people suspicious. A real compliment makes them feel seen. The distinction is specificity and the absence of any agenda behind the words. How long should a compliment be when starting a conversation? One sentence, two at most. The moment a compliment runs longer than that, it starts to feel like a speech. Say the specific thing you noticed, keep your tone easy and direct, and then ask a question or let the silence invite them to respond. Brevity is the whole point. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.